From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has acknowledged the U.S. conducted an airstrike on one of its camps, but said the U.S. casualty figure is exaggerated. Washington said it carried out a manned and unmanned airstrike in central Somalia Saturday, killing more than 150 Al-Shabaab militants preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the target was a camp called Rosso, north of Mogadishu.
The fighters who were scheduled to depart the camp pose an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union mission forces in Somalia. The removal of those terrorist fighters degrades Al-Shabaab's ability to meet the group's objectives in Somalia, including recruiting new members, establishing bases, and planning attacks on U.S. and AMISOM forces.
He said the U.S. watched the camp for weeks before Saturday's attack. European Union leaders said Tuesday they reached a possible agreement with Turkey to return thousands of migrants and that they are confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. Donald Tusk is a European Union Council president.
I'm happy that we have a common understanding with the Prime Minister Davutoglu on strengthening our cooperation as to achieving concrete results on the ground within days.
They agreed to give Turkey more money to help care for refugees, while easing visa requirements for Turks and speeding up Ankara's membership in the 28-member EU. A two-day summit scheduled March 17 is expected to finalize the commitment and agree on a deal that the leaders hope will allow a return to normalcy at their borders by year's end. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said this pending agreement is a way to both rescue lives, staunch migrant trafficking, and herald, quote, a new era in EU-Turkish relations. This is VOA News. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi says his country is at war with what he called barbarians following Monday's attack by Islamist fighters that left at least 53 people dead near the Libyan border. Mr. Essebsi spoke on state television Monday after dozens of suspected extremists rampaged through the town of Ben Gurdan, targeting police and army posts. He called it an unprecedented attack, planned and organized in a bid to create a new emirate. The battle was the second such border clash in and near the town in the past week, and comes as Britain prepares to send advisors to help secure the poorest border region. A White House official said Monday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has turned down a meeting with President Obama and canceled a U.S. visit later this month. That development comes as Vice President Joe Biden arrives in Israel Tuesday. Monday, Mr. Biden began a five-day Mideast trip, vowing the U.S. would destroy the Islamic State militant group.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world.
Mr. Biden's remarks came as he visited U.S. airmen stationed at the Al Dhafra Air Base near the United Arab Emirates capital, Abu Dhabi. He'll also visit the West Bank and Jordan. The Syrian government Monday said it would attend the next round of peace talks scheduled to get underway Wednesday, but could be pushed to next week in Geneva. Those U.N. mediated proximity talks collapsed last month after just 2 days. The opposition has not yet indicated whether it will attend. The latest proposed talks come nearly 2 weeks into a cessation of hostilities, which began February 27 and does not include territory controlled by Islamic State or al-Nusra. It is generally held, allowing humanitarian aid to besieged areas. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova says she failed a drug test at the Australian Open in January due to a substance she's been taking for a decade for health reasons. Sharapova spoke Monday at a Los Angeles news conference.
It's very important for you to understand that for 10 years, this medicine was not on WADA's ban list, and I had been legally taking the medicine for the past 10 years.
Sharapova said the drug, meldonium, was only added to the list of banned substances by the World Anti-Doping Agency at the start of the year. She said she did not look at the updated ban list before taking the medication. She could be subject to at least a one-year suspension. Asian markets opened lower Tuesday after China announced a sharp drop in exports, diving more than 25% in February. Meanwhile, oil prices, after rising sharply in trading Monday, slipped back Tuesday, although Brent crude remains above $40 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.